Hello?
Hi, Trisha. It's Esther with Independent. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I believe you spoke with Donna regarding picking up another case.
No.
She's, I don't know. Did anyone speak to you about giving you another case while Virginia's in the hospital?
She had mentioned something about a referral, but that was last week, and she hadn't heard anything. I haven't really spoken to her about much.
Okay, fine. All right, so I'm just calling to let you know that we did get the authorization for this client. She's in Clay, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get the exact information here. She's covered right now for 10 hours per week. And I do see mm-hmm. that you work, you do the mornings, and then Virginia used to be from noon.
Yeah, but my understanding is Virginia's coming home here soon, right?
Right. So that's what I spoke to Don about. We don't really know when she's coming home. So what we're going to do right now is, and we know that Virginia wants you to work with her.
I really don't want to, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not going to have you drop Virginia. When Virginia comes home, we'll have a replacement for the new case that we're assigning to you.
So you want me to start a new case and then leave it?
No, we'll have more A's. Again, we don't know when Virginia's coming home. You know, usually patients that end up in the ICU, it's usually a longer time, and the hospital would inform us a little bit before. Excuse me. So I would arrange other coverage to go with a new client so that you can return to Virginia.
That's kind of shoddy. But okay. She's going to get used to me, and then I take off. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but okay.
Look, if you don't feel comfortable, I'm not going to push you.
No, I just, you start a new client, you stay with the client. But Virginia's going to want me back in some capacity. She only has 10 hours, that's it?
She has more hours, but they only send us an authorization for 10 hours. I'm not sure based on what, so kind of on the availability of the aides, but which I said that, you know, Virginia was getting 16 hours with you, right? You did Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Monday, Tuesday, yeah. Thursday, Friday. 12 to 4. Thursdays are 1 to 3.
Yeah, so those were 4
so
hours.
So 4 hours each day, that's 16.
And 2 hours.
Plus 2 is 18 hours.
I can get that authorization changed. That's probably not an issue. And then we can increase that. But I don't want to push you to start something if you're not comfortable. I can try and get more clarity to see if we have an estimate of when she's expected to be discharged from the hospital.
Well, when did you want me to start her?
It would only be from Tuesday because we need the nurse to go in.
It would be on Tuesday?
Starting next week, Tuesday, yeah.
And what is the time frame on that?
So that's what I was calling to discuss with you.
Well, I'm available from 12 to 4.
12 to 4, okay.
For now.
Right, right.
And if she's only authorized for 10 hours...
I can get that increased. I mean, we could split that on Monday, Friday, or even 3 days. Where does Terrace Todley live?
Baldwinsville.
She's in Baldwinsville, so from Clay to Baldwinsville.
It's about 20 miles. It's about a 30-minute drive.
Oh, wow.
So from 12 to 2,
yeah,
that's a little too much. I need it to be around, I need it to be like 1 to 3
okay.
if she's only 2 hours because I
yeah.
can't have a 2-hour gap in between my clients.
No, for sure. We could schedule it as close as you need from
because
Tara.
On Thursdays I'm with Tara till 12:30.
I see.
So if you want to, I'd rather stay consistent
mm-hmm.
and do 1 to 3.
1 to 3? Okay. All right, let me square this out, and I'm going to get back to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right, we'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.